"My God," my mother shouted. "Put it away. Someone take the gun from her before she kills herself." The cylinder was open and clearly empty of rounds. I didn't know much about guns, but I knew this one couldn't go bang without bullets. "It's empty," I said. "There are no bullets in it." Grandma Mazur had both hands wrapped around the gun with her finger on the trigger. She scrunched an eye closed and sighted on the china closet. "Kapow," she said. "Kapow, kapow, kapow." My father was busy with the sausage dressing, studiously ignoring all of us. "I don't like guns at the table," my mother said. "And the dinner's getting cold. I'll have to reheat the gravy." "This gun won't do you no good if you don't have bullets in it," Grandma Mazur said to me. "How are you going to catch those killers without bullets in your gun?" Bernie had been sitting open-mouthed through all of this. "Killers?" "She's after Joe Morelli," Grandma Mazur told him. "He's a bona fide killer and a bail dodger. He plugged Ziggy Kulesa right in the head." "I knew Ziggy Kulesa," Bernie said. "I sold him a big screen TV about a year ago. We don't sell many big screens. Too expensive." "He buy anything else from you?" I asked. "Anything recent?"
"Nope.
But I'd see him sometimes across the street at Sal's butcher shop. Ziggy seemed okay. Just a regular sort of person, you know." No one had been paying attention to Grandma Mazur. She was still playing with the gun, aiming and sighting, getting used to the heft of it. I realized there was a box of ammo beside the tampons. A scary thought skittered into my mind. "Grandma, you didn't load the gun, did you?"
"Well, of course I loaded the gun," she said. "And I left the one hole empty, like I saw on television. That way you can't shoot nothing by mistake."
She cocked the gun to demonstrate the safety of her action. There was a loud bang, a flash erupted from the gun barrel, and the chicken carcass jumped on its plate.
"Holy Mother of God!"
my mother shrieked, leaping to her feet, knocking her chair over.
"Dang," Grandma said. "Guess I left the wrong hole empty."
She leaned forward to examine her handiwork.
"Not bad for my first time with a gun. I shot that sucker right in the gumpy."
My father had a white-knuckle grip on his fork, and his face was cranberry red. I scurried around the table and carefully took the gun from Grandma Mazur. I shook out the bullets and shoveled all my stuff back into my shoulder bag.